You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
With Dom and Jeremy here at Mix 100. Lines are packed with people who want to play Rattle Off today. Or maybe they just want to chat. We're starting things off with someone named Charisma.
Oh, that's
good morning, Charisma.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Do you feel
Dom and Jer Bear?
Dom the
Bomb.
Dom the Bomb.
Well, I'll say
that's
this.
Funny.
I've been called worse, so thank you.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, hey, Dom the Bomb sounds pretty legit. I like it.
Yeah, it flows.
It definitely flows. Seriously legit.
And then everybody calls Jeremy Jer Bear. So
everybody,
I like that
even my mom. I'm Jer Bear. Yep.
So, well.
Well, thank you for that.
We'll have to put that on our website,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
Put our pictures and then put our new little nicknames under them. So.
Yeah, it's nice. I like them both.
Charisma, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, nothing really. I have to work tomorrow, and Sunday probably just, you know, normal clean laundry. Yeah. Get ready for another long week.
What do you do for a living?
I work for the public transportation, the RTD.
Okay.
Yeah, we know the RTD.
Mm-hmm.
I got hit by an RTD bus once in my car.
Oh,
yeah, I actually heard that story recently about you getting hit.
Yeah, rear-ended me on 6th Avenue.
Well, thank God it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I got to drive an RTD bus several years ago. I think they called it the RTD Rodeo. And they brought a bunch of media people out, and so I was one of them. And I came out, and they put us in one of those big, giant buses that has the, like, accordion thing in the middle, you know, Jer?
Yeah.
What are those called? The articulated buses? Is that what they're called, Charisma?
They're called a long-ass bus, is what
long-ass
they're called.
Long-ass bus.
Yeah, basically.
And the idea was you had to drive it around this course. It was like an obstacle course, and if you hit any of the barrels represented people. So if you hit a barrel, you had essentially run over a person.
Oh, that's fun.
And all I want to say is I didn't do too well on that course. So I am best.
Well, good thing you're not a bus driver.
Right. I'm best doing what I do here, Charisma, and I will leave the articulated buses to you, okay?
Good, smart move.
Okay, for sure.
Good for you. Well, you are. Let me ask you one other question before we play this game with you. Since you were named Charisma at birth, did that put a lot of pressure on you?
You know what? I get asked that a lot. No, and I also get asked if I got made fun of for my name. But see, in my mind, everyone's like, "You have a unique name. It's nice." And so I love my name. I've loved my name ever since I got it because I'm always getting compliments. But I don't know. I'm good with my name. I love my name.
I'm good with it, too. I think it's extremely unique, and I love it.
And I feel, just in the brief 3 minutes and 13 seconds that we've been speaking with you, I feel that you have loads of charisma. So
thanks. I try to. Every day I wake up. Every day is a good day. I try to have charisma. I try to live up to my name.
Well, that's a good way to go through life.
Sure is. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
10 seconds. In 10 seconds, we are looking for five. Oh, by the way, quick note to everybody who's on hold. If Charisma gets this, don't hang up. We still want to talk to everybody.
Yep.
Now, out of the other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have five other people holding on the line right now. How many of them you think are going to stick around?
Three, at least three.
Oh, I hope they all do. Don't hang up. Charisma, 10 seconds. We need five different foods that are commonly, generally round. Five round foods. Ready and go.
Okay. Oranges, apples. Is it Brussels sprouts?
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, they're more or less.
Time is up. Where's the pizza?
Where's the pepperoni?
Where's the cookie?
Thinking like
donut.
I don't know why. I was just thinking like an orange type of thing.
Yeah, like 3D round. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll try next time. Thank you guys so much. I love listening to you guys so much when I'm working. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Best.
We hope you have a great week in Charisma. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Well, goodbye.
You know, with the foods that are around, you could do both donuts and donut holes.
You really could. Yes. Both of those. But she didn't. Sad day.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey, we're good. You've got some energy. Holy cow. What are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to work. Shout out to Angie.
Who's Angie?
Who's that?
That is one of my loves of my life. I'm related to her, and I work with her, and she listens to you guys too all the time. So that's why.
Okay, hi Angie.
Yeah, it's too bad you're at work already, Angie, having to pick up for Stephanie, who's not there, who's like dragging her feet, not coming in.
Lame. Calling radio stations.
Should be there working with you.
You're on Stephanie time. That's funny. What do you do for a living?
I do paperwork for a living.
Well, we're going to need a few more details.
Okay. My aunt owns a trucking company. We work with our family, and I do the paperwork for it.
Oh, okay.
So what you're saying is, because it's family, you can screw around and come in anytime you want.
Oh, gosh. Honest answer? Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Mostly yes.
More yes than no.
Oh, good for you. You know what I say? I say they're lucky to have you because you are a little bundle of energy and bright sunshine, and I would love to have you in our office.
Oh, well, let's make that happen someday.
Okay. Yeah, you can come
we're
work
full.
Come work for Mix 100. That's fine.
That's funny.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm doing a breathwork class tomorrow, and then the rest of it's wide open. Probably going to work since I am on Stephanie time, though.
What kind of class did you say?
A breathwork class.
Are you saying
breastwork?
Breastworks?
Well, that would be interesting, too, but no, breath, like breathing.
Breath, okay. Breathing like hoo-hoo.
Breath works. What is that?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it is where you breathe a whole lot to get into a different state.
What kind of state
are you trying to get to?
Like,
are you calming yourself, or...?
Yeah, it has those effects. It also can have, if people really get into it, an LSD effect.
Without taking the LSD, just by breathing, you can get into a hallucinatory type of state?
Tripping off these breaths, bro?
That's right. You were packed with everything you need in that cool body of yours.
Huh.
How long would it take for me to sit there and breathe to get into that LSD type of state?
Ooh.
Does it take a while?
Good question. Maybe like, depending on it, maybe a half hour of some
30 minutes
breathing.
Of heavy breathing.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Have you reached this state yet?
Sort of. That's why I keep going back.
You're trying to achieve.
I have another question on deck, ready to go.
About tantric?
What do they charge you for these classes, Stephanie?
Well, this one, so it varies. It varies. If you do a real intense holotropic breathing, you're looking at like, oh gosh, I've paid like $100, $150, but you're like breathing all day long. This one.
Yes, you are.
Because I was part of another class, this person is putting it on for free. So.
Oh, that's good.
It's a BOGO.
Yeah.
You buy one, you get one. That's good. Well, that's quite a racket they got going.
That is something you're doing.
I wish I had thought of that. I'm going to get a bunch of people in a room, get them to breathe, charge them $100, and send them on their merry way.
Tell them to keep trying because you're going to feel high.
I love this country.
Huh.
I love this country. You're delightful. Ah, shucks. All right, Stephanie, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Let's give it a gander. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay,
take a 10 breath.
10 seconds. Yeah, take a deep breath right now. Let's hear you take that big breath.
There you go.
All right.
Okay,
we're going to see.
10 seconds. Give me five movies.
Okay.
I don't care whether they're new, old, it doesn't matter. Five movies that were movies about animals. Five movies about animals. Ready? And go!
Oh, gosh. I can't think of any.
Breathe.
Dr. Zoolittle? Or what was that name?
That's one.
Did you say Dr. Zoolittle?
Failed.
Oh, you did. That's a bummer.
Well, you know what? Here's what I have to say. You still have a great weekend ahead of you. You are still an effervescent personality, and we love you, and we thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Nice
you
meeting
too, Stephanie.
You. Bye-bye.
What a sweet lady. Who's been holding the longest? I think it's Erica, Connie, and Lori. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's been
the
good
best.
So far.
Yeah, we've had a good show today. Don't want to brag,
it's
but
fun.
It's been good.
It's been
you
fun.
Guys have had a good show today. I've been out driving around trying to get DoorDash going this morning.
Are you?
Well, wouldn't you say it's because of all these great calls we've had? I mean, the calls have been out of this world good.
Excellent material. Excellent callers. Great day.
Oh,
cooler weather. I think people are on a chiller mode.
I know. I'm
so
excited about a cooler weekend and rain tomorrow now, from what I hear. And yeah.
A little touch of fall.
I'm gonna
breath of fall.
I'm going to pull a hoodie out tomorrow, I think. Slap it on. Do you listen to
us? I pulled one out this morning.
Did you? Do you listen to our show a lot then when you're out driving around?
You know, to be honest, this is my first real early morning in a while, so I haven't listened to you guys in a while. But I'm very excited to listen to you guys because it's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
Have you missed us at least?
I have. I've missed the mornings, really. I'm more of a night owl, but I've been forcing myself to get up earlier every day, so I'm getting used to the morning routine as it is.
Hey, I understand. I'm a night owl by nature, so this show that I've done for almost 30 years goes against my nature. So,
mercy.
Mercy.
You have served us well.
Well, you know, Jeremy and I are soldiers. You know, we come in and do
keep
the show
on
no
trucking.
Matter what.
Yep. Absolutely.
Listen,
I mean, there's just a lot there. There's a lot to work with, gentlemen. There's a lot to work with.
I don't know what she's trying to say.
As far as what? Like, things to talk about?
There's a lot going on in the world. There's always lots of crazy weather. It's Colorado. There's lots of sports teams that are awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
people's problems, people's issues we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Marriage.
Oh, marriage. Are you not married?
No, not married.
Have you ever been married?
I've been with a man for 18 years but never got married.
Oh, really?
Are you still with him?
We're friends.
You're just friends.
We're not
huh?
together any longer.
You're no
we've
longer
been,
lovers.
We've been exes for a while. No more lovers, no.
Well, you could still be lovers occasionally.
We could, but that would go against my nature.
What, to fool around?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
No?
No more.
No, huh? I've taken classes.
Classes on how not
to
fool around?
Back to the classes, like breathing classes.
What are your classes?
Yes. Mine are more about abstinence and clarity.
Really?
Do you feel like your mind is more clear when you don't have sex?
Well, it's been 3 years and 1 month, and I feel a lot more clear.
Huh.
That's
I wonder if
time.
Those it's just coincidental. I mean, maybe even if you'd been, like, being a wild woman in the bedroom, you might still be more clear right now. You don't know, right?
No, I actually know better.
Okay.
I learned. No, it's kind of funny. So I had a great Labor Day weekend, went to fish all weekend at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up on Sunday night, I was like, you know what? Let's try this out. So ended up making out with this one guy, and it was awful.
You didn't like it?
It was awful. It was like seventh grade, 7 minutes in heaven, in the closet. I was like, you're in your 30s? I'm in my 40s, so I was just like, and we're done.
And back to my classes.
Oh, no. Yep, well, maybe it was just that classes. Guy. I wouldn't condemn all experiences like that.
Yeah, maybe he had too much to drink or something.
What if
there's
someone just around the corner who will knock your socks off?
A friend of his, even.
It could have been. Well, and then the guy at the Hyatt Regency downtown, there was another guy that was interested. So after the first one fizzled out, I gave the second one a go, and that one was worse.
What is going on this planet? Goodness. Why can't these guys make out?
I don't know. It's a really simple concept.
It really is. It's not that difficult.
Well, I guess I want to say good luck whichever way you go, whether you maintain your abstinence or whether
you... It sounds like you're ready to break that, though.
Freaky deaky.
I was interested, but it was a fish dicks weekend, so there was a lot of things involved with the weekend, if you know what I mean. So...
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, it's fish.
I know you were probably high as a kite.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're looking for love. My neighbor went to like all those nights of fish, and he lost his voice.
Funny.
Oh, I almost did. Yeah, it happens. It's a good time. It might have been from the balloons after the shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
I hear those are popular with the kids. It was kind of funny. One of the guys from New York that had one of the things to supply the party parked right next to me. And he's like, here, do you want some?
Erica, like, this is why these guys couldn't make out. You guys were all stoned out of your minds.
Yeah. Why don't you try it sober?
Maybe it was you. These guys were exceptional kissers and you couldn't perform.
They were terrible.
Well, listen, if you're looking to break your 3-year hiatus, you better find a really good guy to rock your world, okay?
Yeah.
I'm on the prowl, but I'm not online looking. So,
all right.
If I find him in the wild, wonderful.
Well, we think you're pretty wonderful. Thank you for listening and calling. Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready?
Let's do it. I am ready. Let's take a deep breath and get her going.
All right.
10 seconds.
All right.
5 different products made by Apple. 5 Apple products. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
iPhone, iWatch, iMac, iPod, don't know. Mac iPro, don't know.
A Mac iPro.
Don't know.
There's an iMac. I don't know about an iPro.
A Mac iPro.
Said a
I don't
Mac.
My
which
is
just,
like a
just Mac is a winning answer.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because there's this is what I have here is a Mac.
Son of a gun.
I think you might have got it. I think we'll just give it to you.
No, because phone. She said phone.
iPod. I don't remember.
iPhone.
Yeah. iWatch. And then the Mac. Yeah, and then
whatever.
I think that's 5.
Fine with me.
I think you're up with five.
Winner!
Woo! Unless we've totally screwed up, but I think you got five.
It's fine. You win.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a super happy Friday.
It really is.
You darn right it is. And although one other person hung up, Lori stayed on the line, so we're going to come back and talk to her. Erica, have a great weekend. Hold on, and Josh will come back, and Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Thanks so much, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for getting up early when you don't want to. That's amazing.
Well, oh, you're the best. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Good luck on the prowl, too.
Yeah. With the sex.
With the sex.
With the sex.
Lori, how do you feel about abstinence?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Come on, Lori.
It's just marriage.
Answer the question, Lori.
Let's see. Well, put it this way, you know, it's almost kind of getting that way after 30-some years together.
Sure.
You kind of lose, you know.
Yeah, you lose your mojo.
Spontaneity, and the age gets in the way. And
want to go to bed and eat some chocolate cake and go to bed.
Huh.
I know.
Well, let me ask you then. Like, after 30 years together, what would you say your frequency is on average?
Like, once a month?
Come on, we're just talking here. We're just all adults. Quit being all weird about it, people.
What would you say?
30 years, are you once a monthers?
Oh, God.
No.
Once every 6 months, maybe?
Oh, man. More than that.
My husband's 8 years younger
than I am, so yeah, it's like...
He's ready, but you're not.
Yeah, but I'm not anymore. It's sad, isn't it?
No, it's just the circle of life.
I know. you don't.
Although,
it's just not what it used to be.
Although yeah, it has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with maybe how long you've been in the relationship. But like I've told Jeremy a bunch, and Jeremy worked at a retirement center, and my brother used to own a bunch of nursing homes, and he said they were the randiest creatures you have ever seen.
They are.
So
maybe you'll circle back around.
It's an over familiarity is what the issue is.
Yeah.
Like, look back to when you guys first got together. Wasn't it? You were like insatiable, weren't you?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
I could not like you more, Lori, than Lori, I do. And I love making Jeremy
uncomfortable. Lori, I don't like this at all.
Red right now.
Oh, he doesn't like it. I love making him uncomfortable.
So awkward and inappropriate.
The last awkward question for you, Lori. Do you remember 30-something years ago, your first time with your husband? Where were you guys?
In my apartment, in our bed.
All right.
Well, you know.
Fair enough. In an apartment. All right.
It's convenient.
Okay.
Or do you want to go there? Yeah.
Where was the last time? No, you're sucking me in. Don't answer that, Lori. Don't answer that. Okay.
Did you expect this conversation when you called, Lori?
No, I didn't. I thought this was a family show.
Well, it's how you get a family. It's how you make a family.
That's how you make a family. Yeah.
Do you have children?
No, that's another thing. Boy, we had to really
practice,
and that gets really old real fast.
It becomes a job. Yeah.
It was a job. It was terrible.
Yeah, yeah. It becomes an appointment thing, and then it takes all the sparks out of it, or whatever.
Oh man, yeah. And then it's like it doesn't work. So it's like okay. But now I got lots of children all over the world because I do a lot of kids in my home. You know, I got to do all of these different volunteer things and tutor and mentor. In fact, that's what I'm just doing now. I'm taking kids to school, picking them up with like it's an Uber for kids.
Your car is not full of children right now, is it?
Yeah, we could be some with the speaker on. Yeah,
I was hoping.
I think what you need to do, because we're going to make this a podcast, I want you to download it and I want you to play this conversation for your students.
Okay? No.
You say, see, Miss Lori can get freaky deaky when she wants to.
My husband would cringe too.
That's all right. Where did you meet that guy?
In a bar in Denver.
Perfect.
What bar?
Oh, remember Panama Reds?
Oh, my God. I was just talking about it to Jeremy the other day.
You did bring that up.
I used to do Y108 appearances at Panama Reds every weekend.
Yeah.
And
Lori might have been there.
It's now. I bet you were. Because this was back in the 80s. I guarantee you Lori was there.
I was there. Yep, I was there.
Oh, my God. I bet I talked to you. And you know what? It's now a Chinese restaurant.
All right.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Panama Reds, what a memory.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was the place to go. Wednesday night, ladies' night, hat to the gill. I mean, bumper to bumper of people.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I got to tell you, I used to be there so often. One time I showed up and the manager pulled me aside. He said, Dom, we had a little bit of an issue the other night. There was a guy walking around telling every woman in Panama Reds that he was Dom from Y108. Seriously. I'm not making
that's
that up.
Hilarious.
He was trying because I was one of the DJs from the big top 40 station. I would go out there. Yep. And so he was using that. He was going to try to use it to pick up women.
Oh, and my gosh.
My only concern was I said, well, was he okay?
Yeah.
I don't, you know,
what'd he look like?
He was a great lover or something like that. That's fine with me. Oh, boy.
No. Yeah, there were some regulars there sometimes, yeah.
Well, you have pretty much made my entire day.
You're great, Lori. You're delightful.
You are such a good sport. You know what? You're a great sport. And I love that.
And it's the weekend. Try to get a little freaky deaky with your husband this weekend.
Yeah.
I said it was his birthday yesterday, and I didn't even give him any. It's a once a year thing.
It's a once a year thing? And he missed out.
We missed out.
That's classic. Well, sorry, honey. We missed it by a day. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Can you wait another 364
days? 364 days.
He's like, fine.
Oh, God. You're a classic. I couldn't love you more than I do, Lori. I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. You two guys, too.
All right, Lori. Okay. See you
Thanks
later.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. so good.
Just a freaking classic edition of Rattle On.